100 Word Stories.
Good morning, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. Yes, it's daylight savings time for some people and not daylight savings time for some other people. Y'all can work that out. The topic for this week's weekly challenge is... what is it? I should probably look that up. Hold on a second. And it's hair. I never have these things up and running. I'm a little clueless right now. But at least the site is up and running, and it's stable. And if there are any issues, well, you won't be hearing this, so you really can't tell me. Hopefully you've emailed me already. Anyway, the topic is hair, and we got some stories in from y'all. So I'm going to go ahead and share them, and then afterwards, I'll let you know what's coming up and all the usual thank yous and stuff. So here we go. And where's the stop button? Ooh, there it is.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week. Mother always used to love it when I brushed her hair. She would sit with me on the sofa, eyes closed, whilst I eased the tangles and knots gently from her long, flowing locks. And then we would talk long into the night, at peace with each other and the world. Mother died some years back now, and how I miss those conversations. But every now and then, I still sit with her on the sofa, her body leaning against mine, whilst I brush her hair, just as I used to when she was alive. She'd have wanted it so.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. What have you done? My sister shrugged. But your hair, she smiled and shrugged again. Is something wrong? She shook her head and mumbled something about a sign. What sign? She was moving on, away from vanity. Being a shampoo model had been very profitable for her. What about your job? She looked at me. No, no, no. My hair is now long enough for me to take her old job. I'll get my own place, and I'll be filthy rich. Life is a lot simpler than we think. It just takes a bit longer when we're talking about hair. And this is my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizziegoodcough.blogspot.com, and I'll talk to you next week. Stay safe. Bye-bye.
Hello, this is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of norvillejoe.com, and this is my entry for the 100 Word Weekly Challenge number 829, with a prompt of hair. Here's an interesting thing. If you'd like free books, they're giving them away on promotions at a place called thebookcave.com. And you can get one of my short stories from the Galactic Battle Base environment. Are there other novels, science fiction novels, all kinds of stuff available, giving away for free? You could even win a $25 gift card. Anyway, here's my story. Romance? Bilbert asked. Sabrina grabbed him by his jacket and pulled him toward her. Yeah, romance. She shook back her hair, closed her eyes, and puckered her lips. Grisilda poked Bilbert in the back.
Go on, boy. Kiss her.
Bilbert looked around the room and saw that Sabrina was the only one with her eyes closed. All others were on him. He figured he couldn't leave until he did what they said and put his hands on Sabrina's waist. He bent forward and kissed her. A collective gasp filled the room just before Bilbert's head bumped lightly against the ceiling. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Good morning, this is Richard, and this is my story on the topic hair. It's called Just Fine. At first, everything seemed just fine. We breathed a sigh of relief, grateful that disaster, at least this time, had been averted. That is until our hair began falling out. Then the blistered skin, weeping sores, and shortness of breath. It was then only a matter of time before the agony, the fever, and eventually death. They'd lied to us. The reactor core had not been made safe. Everything was certainly not fine. And there was nothing we could do about it. And neither can you. Except to say your goodbyes, prepare as best you can, lie down, and wait. There's a nice cheerful one for this week, so until next week, goodbye.
Hello, night people. Tom here. And my story this evening is a continuation of What Could Possibly Go Wrong? 029. What first appeared as an aquatic biomass, on longer inspection, turned out to be reinforced steel with an ample attached aquatic biomass. This was further confirmed by an ever-widening hatch. To the company, this was not very reassuring, and the slow advance of Cervantes drove home a don't breathe yet vibe, except for John. A woman poked her head out, a shock of red hair and understated Ray-Bans. With a lazy index finger, she raised the lens. She tossed her hair in a Veronica Lake move and said the following, Charlemagne's ukulele. Sweet and low, replied Ernesto. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
Charlie never grew any hair. He had some kind of condition, and we teased him about it. Charlie didn't care at all. Heck, sometimes he'd joke about it, putting on thick black fake eyebrows and a thick black mustache. In a wild and crazy rainbow wig. Looked like some kind of crazy Muppet thing. And he'd talk in a high squeaky voice. It was funny as hell. Until he'd show up in your room at 2 a.m, holding a razor to your throat.
Shaving a haircut, 2 bits, he whispered.
We never teased Charlie ever again.
And there you have it, some stories on the topic of hair. So how did that make you feel? What? I'm just tripping over my own tongue all this time. Although if I was tripping over your tongue, that would be a little weird. I'm going to keep this one. This is actually more interesting than all the other 800 ones where I know what I'm saying. Anyway, the topic was hair. We had a whole bunch of stories in, and you can check out the text at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. What else? Not sure. What do y'all want me to say? The next topic? What is the next topic? Slippery slope. So go to the website, learn all about the stories, links to people's sites. That's it. There'll be stories this week. Hopefully the hosting is stabilized. The randomizers within Second Life are going to start working again soon. I'm testing on the main one, but I'll get the George Christmas and Halloween stories going because we all know it's March, perfect time for Halloween and Christmas stories. And that's all. Thank you all for listening and being a part of this. And as always, keep it brief.